one of those. It's really impressive the way he's working. And he was very close to doing something like Noah Syndergaard did. He had two RBI, and the Cubs won 3-1. And he damn near went for a complete game. He was close to the true win, whereby you complete a game as a pitcher and are responsible for more runs on offense than you gave up pitching-wise. We were close to adding the true win to Kyle Hendricks' Maddux already this season.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves have advanced to the Western Conference Finals against San Diego. Game 1 and 2 will be played this Friday and Saturday at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff and ticket information. Just a bit, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Game 1. Also, you're going to have a shot at $1,000 cash in a few moments as well. Cubs and Reds tonight at 5:40. And Sky Point for the 5:40 start.
It's glorious.
That is ideal. That all games should start
absolutely
at 5:40. That is
And Kyle Hendricks should mow through everybody in about an hour and a half.
So when Kyle Hendricks was going badly, and he was.
He was bad.
When he's off, he's very off. And a couple of weeks ago when we were at Gallagher Way, we talked to Ron Coomer, who is the game analyst for Cubs baseball here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And he had some very specific thoughts about what Hendricks needed to do.
When a guy does not throw hard and you're not perfect with your command, you need to make the hitter more accountable to the ball inside. And then that opens up. You may not strike a guy out, but instead of a ball going into the gap, you get a fly ball or a ground ball to short, let's say. And for me, and I say this on the air, if Kyle's not perfect with the command, go inside and start pounding the ball inside for strikes and balls and take your chances on making the hitter accountable to that pitch, and you're going to get some balls hooked foul, then all of a sudden you're going to open up that outer part of the plate for him, and I think you get more soft contact.
How about it?
Wow.
How about it? It sounds so easy. And we're nodding along and saying, okay, that makes sense. He did it.
Yeah, he did.
He did it. He did exactly what Ron Coomer's saying is he's being aggressive. He's not blowing guys away. He's not breaking bats. But you saw, and you could hear it. You could hear it in the broadcast last night. You can hear the soft contact being induced. I mean, he was just mowing through guys.
There were two head turners all night, right? As Hendricks was pitching, there was the ball that Albert Almora caught.
And the home run by Votto.
Those were the two head turners. If you were making dinner during the game, like I usually do, I mean, that was the two bat cracks. You go, oh, man, look out for that thing. I also think, too, you know, Yu Darvish gets to start tonight. He's going to go against Sonny Gray, and it'll be another start where you just kind of wring your hands the entire time and hope and pray along with Wilson Contreras and along with, well, actually, it won't be Wilson Contreras. It'll be our guy getting a start tonight because he's Yu Darvish's caddy now,
Taylor Davis.
I wonder if our good luck streak with the Cubs analyst we bring on, you know, kind of giving a prescription for the pitcher, the whatever guy we're talking about, I wonder if it lasts with what Ryan Dempster said yesterday about Yu Darvish. Because when he mentioned, I would have him throw that fastball and dare you to give up as many home runs as you can just with that fastball, throw it over the plate, challenge guys, let it work, let it eat. I like that as an idea for Darvish. And Dempster went on to talk about how, you know, nipping at corners and you feel less confident and how that really affects, you know, the rest of your arsenal and the rest of your day. Darvish was in his last start, where he's throwing all those breaking balls and all those sliders, and he's got a bunch of strikeouts and a bunch of walks through four innings. He mentioned it after the start that he just had no feel for his fastball command, none whatsoever. At some point, trying to work around that can't look like it did in his last one. You can't do that. You can't attack it that way.
Not like this.
You have to find some other way to get yourself back into a start. It can't be that because it costs a bullpen. And as good as Hendricks and Lester and, I mean, name them, as good as they've been the last 3 weeks, you can't keep throwing quarters into that machine and expecting it'll keep on spitting out a good game. It's not going
to
work.
This segment's brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Shopping for a mortgage? Maybe trusting hundreds of thousands of dollars to an online firm? Really? Use Lakeside Bank. Your own Lakeside mortgage banker will be with you every step of the way when it comes to a mortgage. Personal is best. Lakeside Bank, it's about time.
Good text from the 847, too. Good follow-up. Is Hendricks doing this without an uptick in fastball velocity? No, he actually has seen a little bit of an increase with average fastball velocity. It's gone up a tick and a half or two, something like that. Remember, we looked it up the other day on Brooks Baseball. It's working somewhere around 86, 87 as opposed to the 84 or 85 thing that he'd had in the first, I want to say, four starts of the year.
All right, when we come back, we got giveaways. So we've got Wolves tickets. We've got a chance at $1,000 cash. And I want to ask you for a ruling on where some of these quotes land for the brash professional athlete scale.
Okay.
For somebody who is entering an important moment with a great deal of swagger.
Okay.
Some comments I don't think I've ever heard quite like this before.
We'll get to them next. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is ACT. Text ACT to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is ACT to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. And from you, I need a single-digit number.
Four! No, wait. Seven.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You troll. Yeah. Caller 7 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. Wins a pair of tickets to see the Chicago Wolves play Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals at the Allstate Arena Friday night. For playoff and ticket information, visit chicagowolves.com. All right, I submit this for your judgment.
Okay.
The PGA, we're not used to this, but the PGA is starting tomorrow.
Oh, God, that's wild.
Farmingdale, New York, Bethpage Black, Long Island.
I have
Island.
A couple of bets in, so that's good. I'm already set.
Okay. Brooks Koepka has a right to be confident because he's, what, won three majors already? He won the PGA, won the last two U.S. Opens.
Yeah.
And he said that sometimes the majors are the easiest ones to win. Half the people shoot themselves out of it, and mentally I know I can beat most of them, and then from there it's those left. Who's going to play good and who can win? He says he just wants to hang around. You don't need to win it. You don't have to try to win it. Just hang around. If you hang around, good things are going to happen. So what does he mean? Here's the breakdown. The easiest way I can break it down is there's 156 in the field. So you figure at least 80 of them I'm just going to beat. From there, the other, well, you figure half of them won't play well. So you're down to maybe 35.
Okay.
And then from 35, some of them just pressure is going to get to them. That only leaves you with a few more, and you just got to beat those guys.
He is...
All right.
He is a Vince McMahon gif. That's what he is. You know, you're just showing me the Vince McMahon gif where he swaggers in the W. That's Brooks Koepka right now.
Wow. Well, I mean, 80 of these guys are just going to beat. 35 will beat themselves. Pressure will get to half of the rest of them.
It's a and hell of a lot of confidence. If I didn't already have a couple of dollars down on Brooks Koepka at plus 1,200 to win the PGA Championship, I would put down more money because the odds have decreased. It's
what
now
is it now?
Plus 1,000.
So that's the same as 10 to 1.
I got it the day, 2 days, 3 days after the Masters. I placed my bets in the PGA Championship. I got a plus 1,200. He's gone down in odds.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's...
Boy, he's playing really well, and he's got the confidence of a Vince McMahon in the 90s.
Lawrence Holmes is going to join us for Transition next. Keep it here. Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.